Yevamos Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel Chalitza V'Rakka. If chalitza was done and the spitting was done, we're going to soon see what that entailed. Avalo Kara, but she did not read what it said in the Pesukim. We're going to see what that is in the following Mishnayos. Chalitza Sakshera. So B'dieva the chalitza is kosher, because the Torah describes what has to be done. It says Kocha Ya'aseh La'ish, that didn't do Yibum. So the Kocha, this is the way that you should do it to the man. It's referring to the Maisa, meaning the chalitza itself, removing the shoe. But just speaking out what's described in the Pesukim, that's just like speaking in general. That's not part of the Maisa that needs to be done, like the Rav points out. Kara V'rakaka, if she would read out what it says in the Pesukim, and she spit, Avaloi Chaltza, but she didn't do the chalitza itself, chalitza sapsula. There the chalitza is pasul. Chaltza V'kara, but what if she did chalitza, and she read, Avaloi Rakaka, but she didn't spit? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Chalitza Sapsula. Rabbi Eliezer says, since that it's lacking in one of the maisim that were done to the man, which is spitting, even though she didn't spit directly onto the man, onto her brother-in-law, but still there's a maisa that's done towards her brother-in-law, and that wasn't done, so Rabbi Eliezer says that the chalitza is therefore pasul. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Chalitza Sakshera. Rabbi Kiva says the chalitza is kosher. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Kocha Ye'aseh. The Torah says that this is what he does. Kol davashu masa ma'akev. So anything that's not done, where there's no physical action that's done, even though the Torah says to do the action, it's ma'akev, and if you don't do it, it's pasul. The chalitza of the process wasn't done. Amal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Misham raya? Kocha ya'aseh le'ish. Kol davashu masa be'ish. It has to be an action that's done to the physical man. If you bring me a raya from there. But spitting is not done physically to the man. It's done towards him, but on the floor. Wherever they would spit, but not physically done like the chalitza that was done to his shoe while it was on his body. And therefore, since all maisim that were done to his body, which is really only one, which is the chalitza, if that was done, then the chalitza was done. That's the only thing that's ma'akev according to Rabbi Akiva.